And it's time now for School Talk. Joining me now in studio, Superintendent of Schools, Goshen County, Ryan Kramer. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
What do you have for us this week?
A number of things and just a number of summaries going for us. Tomorrow is our 16th Intervention Extension Friday. Certified staff are going to be working with students in the program from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. And then at 10 a.m., non-certified staff will continue the program from 10 to 12. Parents do have the option to pick up their children at 10 a.m. from the program. Transportation services are operating at 8 a.m. and 12 p.m. We have our 17th Intervention Extension Friday on April 12th. On April 20th, we will hold the Goshen County Prom. They will hold the Grand March in the Fine Arts Auditorium at 8 p.m. on April 20th, and the dance will take place at the EWC CTEC building from 9 to 12. GCSD's Early Literacy Interventionalists will present Preschoolers Go to Kindergarten, and it's Preschool Transition Night. If you have a student heading to kindergarten and you're feeling that itch of anticipation, the questions are, what should I do with my child to prevent the summer slide? What is the summer slide? How can I prepare my child for kindergarten this summer? What is staggered start? Who is the kindergarten team? If you need to know the answer to any of these questions, we want you to come to us at Lincoln Elementary on April 24th at 5 p.m. and join the early literacy team and the kindergarten teams at Lincoln Elementary again from 5 to 6 on Wednesday, April 24th. On May 6th through the 10th, LaGrange will host their kindergarten registration. This last Tuesday, the Goshen County School District held their regular April board meeting. Chairman Michael Sussex called the meeting to order at 7:20 p.m. Chairman Sussex provided a review of the 2024 Goshen County Rec Board allocations made at the March 6th meeting. A total of $270,763.70 was requested by 16 county recreation entities, with all requests granted. School presentations and artwork in the boardroom were provided by Trail Elementary. Principal Tyler Florschinger shared a copy of Trail's school improvement plan. The board then approved the consent agenda, which included Chapter 20 Transportation Safety Exceptions, the Stronger Connections Grant from the Wyoming Department of Education in the total amount of $449,444, approved the purchase of renewal of Follett Library Destiny Library Managing Licenses for all district libraries. Trustee Chairs moved to approve the consent agenda as presented, and Trustee Sacedo seconded. The board also approved revisions to district policy tobacco and smoking, district policy unpaid student meal debt, district policy 5113.5, and district policy 3420 purchasing. The board then approved the 24-25 school year calendar. The board then moved to approve offering teaching contracts to Scott James as science teacher at Torrington High School, Stacy Pikowski as a special education teacher at Torrington High School, Diane Fitt as music teacher of Lincoln Elementary, and Whitney Peachy as the elementary teacher at Trail Elementary. The board also approved offering an administrator contract to Alan Van Tilburg as the Torrington High School principal, and a halftime district MTSS coordinator was offered to Randy Epler for the 24-25 school year. The board also approved a contract with Franklin Covey for the Leader in Me program for district professional development services, including materials, implementation, training, and consulting. This program is funded by the Wyoming Department of Education Stronger Connections Grant. The board approved the contract with WEPT for the 24-25 school year to provide employee health, dental, and vision insurance. In addition to the before-mentioned contracts, the board also approved contracting with Abbey Environmental Management for the asbestos abatement management, bidding, and oversight of the THS Tech Ed building in the total amount of $33,894. This project is being funded by Capital Construction. The board also issued contracts to JEO Architecture for building coordination and construction administration services for the demolition of the THS Tech Ed building. Mass Concrete LLC was approved by the board to complete district concrete projects, including the drive lane at the district track concessions, rock landscape area at TMS, the rock landscape area at THS, and the THS Auto Ag gravel parking lot in the total amount of $67,400. The board also approved the purchase of 68 Kijit Smart Bus Internet Connectivity licenses in the amount of $24,624. These are funded by ESSER funds and reimbursable transportation funds. The board approved the installation of 9 cellular-based devices for fire panel conversion from Nebraska Safety and Fire Equipment. There will be a special meeting on Thursday, April 18, 2024 at 7 p.m. to conduct a work session of the preliminary budget information for the upcoming Salary Relations. Salary Relations Committee will be meeting on Monday, April 22nd at 8 a.m. There will also be a special board meeting on Tuesday, April 30th at 6 p.m. to consider the 24-25 salary and benefits proposals from the Salary Relations Committee. The next regular board meeting will be held Tuesday, May 14th at 7 p.m., including annual recognition of district retirees and years of service and scholarship presentations to the 2023 student representatives to the board. There's no further business to come before the board, and Chairman Sussex adjourned the meeting at 9:23 p.m. We also want to wish our FFA competitors from Southeast and Torrington LFL FFA good luck at the state competition in Cheyenne today and tomorrow and Saturday. Today, LFL Junior High Track is traveling to Bayard to participate in the Bayard track meet that was rescheduled for Monday. On Thursday night at 7 p.m., the Torrington High School Auditorium Theater Department will perform their spring musical SpongeBob SquarePants the Musical. The performance will also take place on Friday at 7 p.m. and a matinee on Saturday at 2 p.m. On Friday, the golf team will travel to Cheyenne East for a golf meet. Torrington Lingle Southeast varsity track teams will travel to Burns for a varsity track meet. Southeast Lingle Fort Laramie Junior High track programs will have a meet on in Torrington at 9 a.m. on Friday. Also on Friday, a big 3A soccer matchup. The girls' varsity team will take on Worland starting at 4 o'clock, and the boys' JV will play Worland at the same time on the north field of the bus barn. Then at 6 o'clock, the 3A number one ranked team in the state, Worland, will take on our number two ranked boys varsity soccer team at Old Wiseman Field. Also at 6 o'clock, the girls JV team will take on Worland JV on the field north of the bus barn. That'll be a big matchup. I do not believe Worland has lost a 3A game in about 3 years. They did lose one game against a 4A team, but they have not lost a game to a 3A team in about 3 years. So it'll be a great matchup. So if you're not doing anything Friday afternoon, early evening, go check out those soccer games. Those will be pretty exciting.
Weather's going to be nice.
It's going to be beautiful. Girls softball will travel to Laramie for a JV doubleheader starting at 4. On Saturday, soccer will host their second game of the weekend when our varsity girls will host Buffalo at noon, and the varsity boys will follow at JV, or at 2 o'clock, excuse me. JV boys will also play at noon to be followed by JV girls at 2. On Monday, softball will host Wheatland JV at Jordan Park at 3 o'clock for a doubleheader. Also on Monday, Lingle Fort Laramie will host their Bingo for Books night from 5:30 to 6:30 at Lingle Fort Laramie Elementary. Also on Monday evening, THS boys basketball will hold their end-of-the-year banquet in the THS Commons. Next Tuesday, all three district junior high track programs will participate in a track meet at Torrington starting at 1 o'clock. At 3 o'clock, JV boys will take on Scott's Bluff on Old Wiseman Field to be followed by the varsity boys at 5, and that is also Monday. The girls travel to Scott's Bluff and will play at that JV game will be at 4, followed by the varsity game at 6 at the Landers Soccer Complex. We still have a number of job opportunities available for summer employment and some that have been posted in the district for the 24-25 school year. For summer openings, we have 3 district mower positions available. We are also now accepting applications for the 24-25 school year for the Lingle Fort Laramie Special Education Teacher and a half-time PE teacher at Torrington Middle School. Please visit the district website at goshenone.org and click on Job Opportunities for the most up-to-date list of openings. Also, please visit goshenone.org or our Facebook page for the most up-to-date information about the school district. Lots of things, lots of summaries of the school board meeting Tuesday night, and beautiful days for some activities in the next couple of days, and then it kind of turns a little bit again, but
Monday.
It is spring. So
it's what it is.
It is what we do.
Well, did we miss anything?
I don't believe so. Lots of things going on. Wish FFA State is a very big deal for our kids. We've had a lot of success down at the state level, and both of our FFA programs from Torrington, Lingle Fort Laramie, and Southeast program, and wishing those students well as they have their culminating activities that they've worked so hard on leading up to this point.
And if they do well at state, of course, they go to the national.
Yes.
So,
which is a pretty neat event.
Which is always a good time.
Yes.
All right. Ryan Kramer, Superintendent of Schools, Goshen County. All right. We'll talk to you next Thursday. Have a great day.
Thank you.
You too. Bet.